Barbara.
Hello.
I'm Christiane. This is Cam VP. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedules to attend this lovely event at Fun Zone this evening. I'm going to play a couple of songs for you, and then OK Man Can Grow K is going to play a couple of songs for you. And then Die Don Romero K, Oli, is also going to play. You can call me OK MVP if you'd like. Go with the theme here. All of which offended me personally. Why do all the girls and the warriors have to entice the boys upstairs? Have to entice the boys upstairs before they pull the knives. If I was a girl and the warriors, I would have caught them in the street. I would have caught them in the street and watched and watched and watched and watched the bastards bleed. Skipped a verse, that was the problem. Yeah. I got stuck in a ditch when I was driving in the snow down lonesome miles of logging roads for the first time. There was nothing that moved about a million miles around except what burrowed underground and coyotes and the sunshine that streamed through the trees. As I shoveled myself out jubilantly, see my breath making blue puffs of steam. I was like an explorer, my ship locked in the ice. I have seldom felt so all alone as when I thought that we were done. Outside Burrard Sky Train Station, I set my suitcase on the ground. And the sidewalk was not empty, but a great expanse of space pressed hard against me, like a ship locked in the ice. The sea as deep, the winter just as cold, the snow as thick where it fell on either pole. Feel the chill of an icy wind that blows. My heart a boat bound at the bottom of the world.
You may or may not be aware of tar sands in northern Alberta. Are you aware? Show of hands. Okay, so this, you know about that.
Yeah.
You did too. So if you do, you can raise your hand also. Cool. It's weird when people say raise your hand. I just feel worried about that. So sorry I did it. If you say that when I'm your place, I think you're all in the band. I may not raise my hand even if I agree with you. Don't take it personally. It just feels weird to put on the spot like that, especially in such small quarters and so. I just am not in favor of the expansion of extreme fossil fuel extraction in Canada or anywhere else in the world. And this song is specifically about pipeline, the Northern Gateway pipeline, and the expansion of the Kinder Morgan pipeline, which will go, the Kinder Morgan pipeline already exists, and it goes from the tar sands like to the one of port in Burnaby, which is just outside of Vancouver, and Kinder Morgan wants to expand it so that like triple the amount of bitumen or diluted bitumen can go through it and then be shipped to China and also potentially sold to the United States. But you guys are more, I think the keystone is more like the market, like you're more the market for that. So this one, anyway, I have strong feelings about this. So I wrote a couple songs about it. And I'm just gonna play them for you now. And maybe the specifics of the song will speak to you, but I think spirit of it may speak to you. And maybe it won't speak to you at all. In which case, also, that's fine. So, okay.
I know I should have some self-control, like when I write a letter with a sign and a demo. Sometimes I feel like I will explode, and there's only one way I can really let them know. Some may argue these tactics are too extreme. I say the same but needless triple name. I've heard the promises they promise not to keep. First the spill and then the same. So take your clothes. your skin and your blood seeps in, body speaks within. If you think they're no better, know that we will let them fail. Body like tuna, and we will not let them fail. There's more love than money, and we will not let them fail. You may think that we're defeated, but we will not let them fail. 'Cause we're better. We all watched in horror as he fled with the belt, and I wanted to take a stand. I wanted to take a stand. In the old days, I slept in cars. I lived on sandwiches. I drove for hours. In the old days, I lived at home. I took a beating. I slept alone. We all watched in horror. They drove a legend right into the ground. And I wanted to take a stand. I wanted to take a stand. But I'm so much more comfortable now. I'm so much more comfortable now. And I'm so
Oh, well done.
Actually,
actually, it could be a strike out because I started two other books before this one and I wasn't able to focus on them in the van, so that's why I keep jumping. I have a lot of books in there.
Christian's library.
When we embarked on this tour, I was reading 1984. I kept rereading that, and I finished it when we were in Olympia, and I felt so depressed. I was like, I should go home. I'm having a bad time. But really, I think it was just
God. I don't want to get into it right now. We can talk about it later.
Anyway, this book is really a blow to the senses. Okay. Speaking of dystopian futures and Hollywood all at once, this is just about maybe identifying with John Connor. When they took my mother away, I swore I'd never believe anything she'd said. And now you're back with the blast from the future. Just like that, suddenly everything's crystal clear. You can't trust the brass at the top. Your handcart stuck behind glass. Damn it! What's wrong with me?
Nothing.
You're perfect.
Yeah, amazing.
I thought that it would be so much better if I just segued, if I just went into the next part, right? Without this big stop. I mean, think about what I'm saying. Because that's what this is for. This is a little open space. Take it in.
Yeah.
And stuck behind glass.
Glass what?
Well, it's the part when they go up to the building and they find his arm and it's encased somewhere. And they're like, shit. This is from the first movie. Oh my god, I can't believe it! And then the next part of the song is saying it's like a pun on arm. Because anyway, they're building a tool of the
Armageddon. I'd forgot how much you meant to me when I sent you back in time to protect me. I don't think that I have ever been quite so isolated, hopeless and lonely. Not even when they blocked out the sun and drove the resistance underground, thinking they could kill that they never even recognized. I am angry, I am kind, and I am free. I am sweaty, I am greasy, I am me. And my heart is beating fast. I tell you, I will show you what it is to love.
Unless you're trying to kill Jeff, but you wouldn't be here. You'd be looking I know how that goes. Even though I didn't see the third one. Damn,
it's okay.
Ruin it for me. Okay, I haven't played Deeper in a really long time, but hell, I don't remember it all, alright? Oh my god, can I just say that last song? After I forgot that part, in my mind, I was like, shit. I just gotta relax into this and believe in myself. Because once you, like, forget a thing, I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
If you wonder.
Fall, and we've gathered all we can and hid it at the bottom of the pond. I stand with my nose into the wind, considering how long you've been gone. Trapper near the shore, his hidden loops, swift snares, traps, and springs. I know what he did to us before. My broken hands, my broken bones and skin. And I never, ever, 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 ever thought I'd see you again. I waited there, front teeth sunk in my hand. And I never, ever, 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 ever thought I'd see you again. I left it there and came back to the dam. Laid fall, there's a stirring in the woods. I move a little closer to the lodge. I hear creak of gear, crush of boots, as men pass through the marsh in a portage. I never, ever, 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 ever thought I'd see you again. Breathing soft beside me in the dark. Stripping trees, sharing leaves and bark. I never, ever, 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 ever thought I'd see you again. See you again. His heart turned into a metal heart. He got a job in a logging camp, beating himself in the chest with a wooden spoon at mealtimes. And when he opened his mouth, only solos came out. A girl who liked the doors so much, when she opened her mouth, leather pants came out. She lay down on Jim Morrison's grave And we waited until the visions came and said, do it, Robbie, do it, Robbie, do it, Robbie, do it, Robbie, do it. Do it, Robbie, do it, Robbie, do it, Robbie, do it, Robbie, do it. I got a mixtape. The summer I turned 19. And when I opened my mouth, it was there on my tongue like a tongue. And when I opened my mouth, my heart came out and burned in the air like a sun. And everybody I loved all had burning sun hearts of their own. I could feel the pull of gravity bringing me close to, pushing me away. I could feel the pull of gravity pushing me away. Do it, Robbie, do it, Robbie, do it, Robbie, do it, Robbie, do it. Do it, Robbie, do it, Robbie, do it, Robbie, do it. I knew a guy who likes Smash Mouth so much. He came right up to me and said, we could all use a little change. And when he walked away, I knew he was gonna be all right. Let's be lovely. Quality, not quantity. That's what I always say. No, I don't always say that. But I do sometimes think that really fun shows are like when there's like not a lot of people there. Or I also really like a hostile audience that you can abuse. Like when you can be like, I don't know. Maybe not with this project so much, but I beat a man before where it's really fun to be like, yeah, well, fuck you! And they're like, no, actually I did that once. But last time, okay, my career, okay, and I went on tour. We put the show in Port Alberni, which is like a very small town on Vancouver Island, and there was no one there except for like actually one person came from Port Alberni to see us. And then we got really wasted and stole a bottle of tequila from behind the bar. And then I just have a very hazy memory being on stage and just being like, I hate you, Port Alberni. And then like being like, you have to wait till I'm gonna play for like a minute. And then I like turned around for a minute. It's very rude. But like at the time, like it's probably terrible, but in my own recollection, I'm like, oh, jeez. They're gonna play there again. Okay. So this is my last one. It's another one about wrestling. It's about Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, in his polka dots incarnation, which you may or may not be familiar with. But truly a feat that I think only Dusty Rhodes could pull off with such a plum. But it's also about more than that, right?
Yes.
I'm saying like it is. Because that's the thing, the pathos. Okay.
They gave you a gimmick that didn't make any sense. It didn't make any sense. Put you in a costume that nobody else could sell. That nobody else could sell.
Get back!
Get back! You didn't come here for this! You came right back!